You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're a little hot, Joe. You're about to stand up in a little while.
I might stand up.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little uncomfortable.
No, I'm good. I haven't thrown a single pen. No pens have been thrown. And I think you've just gotten a little bit of the extra stuff. Because that was about Aaron. I mean, that was about the caller.
No, I get. Listen, man. I understand the psyche of the sports fan here in Philadelphia. And I also understand that there's a lot of people. Like, I'm still getting heat on Twitter. I don't care. I mean, and most of it is complaining about what we're talking about. The only thing I can say to that is you're here complaining. So, obviously, you care enough to send a mean tweet. Or I'm living, you know what they say, rent-free in your head. So, I mean, you know, whatever.
I just am asking for an honest conversation about the quarterback. That's all. And then what I got frustrated with, not is Aaron defending his guy. If you want Jalen Hurts to play the rest of the season and you think he's going to come out of it, you can have your opinion. I'm not going to fight you on your opinion. My frustration is we're not being real about what we're seeing because we don't want to be. Like when Aaron said Puka Nacua would have made the catch, he said the truth, right? Point blank, period. Puka Nacua is better than A.J. Brown right now. That's fine. Like, no one's feelings get hurt when I say that. But when I say these other quarterbacks right now are better than Hurts and Hurts is playing towards the bottom of the league, that hurts feelings. I don't understand why can't just call it for what we see.
I'll tell you, because Hurts won the Super Bowl.
No, stop. A.J. Brown won the Super Bowl. So that's why it frustrates me, Hugh, because A.J. Brown won the same Super Bowl Jalen Hurts did, and we don't do the same thing for him.
But we never do the same thing. Quarterbacks always treat it different, Joe.
But I don't do that. And
I don't.
But why do we have to continue? It really doesn't make logical sense.
But everybody else does.
But why do we got to do it?
But you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
I'm not gonna.
But I'm gonna tell you why.
We do it when we don't want to talk the truth.
It's partly that, but it feels for some people like you're being ungrateful if you criticize the way Jalen's playing.
And
I don't look at it that way.
What I look at it is it's disrespectful to the other 52 guys that we say Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. It is plain disrespect to the best Eagles defense I've ever seen.
How about this? They won the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts as the leader.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's how we'll frame it from now on.
Something tells me no one else is going to do that besides you, but that's fine. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. Then we got to let you hear two Eagles legends going back and forth on the issues around here. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day, man.
Happy hump day, man.
All right. I got to start here with a little bit of friendly advice, and I got to get into this quarterback situation nonsense. So, Aaron, you know, this is one human giving another human some advice. You may want to stop eating the glizzies and pick up a salad. I'm just saying, bro. I'm trying to look out for you, all right? Hugh.
Man, yes,
you,
just all
you
unnecessary.
You know, really. You know you're in trouble.
What I do?
When you're on the side of Hot Take Elliot – and he agrees with you, that's like the plane's going down, and you look over for your co-pilot for help, and it's Elliot. Dude, just bend down and kiss your behind goodbye, because it's over, all right? Like, that's what's going on here. So let's here's my read of this quarterback situation. Because they don't have a running game, they're forced to lean on Jalen every week. And the limited offense that was good at he was good at running limited passing offense when the running game was good is no longer working because it's being overused and exposed. And you have to just be honest with yourself, people. Be honest and realize that all of a sudden, when we put Jalen in that driver's seat of the bus and he's driving it, that's when you get what happened Monday night. And he veered that bus right off the road and crashed into a ditch. And no one wants to admit that. They want to make excuses about the other passengers in the bus. But no, it was the bus driver, okay? So here's the proof. They forced him to expand his playbook, and he is failing. He's missing wide open receivers because his progression is wrong. He's turning the ball over again at a ridiculous rate because he's panicking. He's not able to run it, and he's showing you his limitations. But you know what? The problem is here is everyone only wants to see what they want to see and hear what they want to hear. I know this is a shocker to you, Hugh and Joe, because you never hear this. But you know what? Only the blindest Jalenites will deny the truth of the situation, and keep embarrassing themselves like some of these previous callers. Not too much shade at OG, because I like OG, but the rest of you all are a bunch of idiots, okay? You know, if you want to keep eating spam and convincing yourself it's filet mignon, then you know what? You're clearly not an intelligent person. His play is terrible. He's awful. Sound the alarm. Jalen Wentz is on watch. And you know what? I have a question for all you mouth breathers out there. If Jalen is getting all this smoke from the fan base and media, why haven't any of his teammates come out and be loud in supporting him? I haven't seen anybody like T.O. out there crying at the mic that's the quarterback. I haven't heard anybody come out and be loud and defend him. There's a damn reason for that. You just don't want to see it. The only answers you get are the PC ones. And you know what? I'm going to leave you with this. With all due respect, Hugh, your stocking is going to have Skip in it because you get what you deserve because you have been on a heater the past few weeks. We got Detroit Douglas. We got Dallas Douglas. We got Hugh Prescott. And the cherry on top, Hugh, the cherry on top was yesterday when you tried pushing positivity Douglas on us after that atrocious Monday night game. I hope Santa takes your stocking and throws it in the river with that stupid Eagles furry bunny. Have a good day.
All right, Chris. It was appalling when you were positive in the first segment yesterday.
What do you mean?
I was floored.
There were some good things that happened from Monday night.
Yeah, that's great.
That was atrocious. And you know, I have big shoulders, so I wasn't too much worried about the heat. I knew I was going to get heat for saying that, but
you didn't quite know the pen would fly in your direction.
I did not know that. That was a little alarming.
to take everyone inside, I slammed my pen down on my side of the studio. It just happened to fly over towards you.
And this is why I'm here, Joe, because I try to bring some knowledge to this radio station in this segment. This 10-2 time frame. I try to be fair and balanced.
I know.
At all times. And I get ridiculed by the freaking frack all the time. But there were some positives. They're just hard to see. And that's the thing that I try to relate to Eagles fans. I know you're not going to hear what I have to say. And a lot of fans today are still mad at me about it. But this is where we are, people. And if you're being honest with yourself, we've been barreling down here for weeks.
Yeah.
And when we tried to talk about it, you were quick to tell us to shut up and not talk about it. So much so that y'all got, what's his name? McClain, Jeff, sound like, you know, he sounds all warm and fuzzy now. And he was even trying to put the fire out a couple weeks ago.
Is this you taking credit for his podcast
again?
Yeah,
okay. A little bit. I'm just saying he was trying to say, hey, everybody saw this, but initially it was like, hey, nothing to see here. Oh, it's all smoke and mirrors until this happened. Now everybody's scrambling, trying to make it right. Listen, we're in it now. In for a penny, in for a pound. We're going to ride this thing out regardless of what happens. So let me give you some truisms today.
Uh-oh.
Y'all ready?
No, but go ahead.
We're not going to Super Bowl.
It's probably correct.
We're not going to the Super Bowl. Okay, there's that. So let's Eagles fans, the trips that we decided to make, the money line bets we, the prop bets that we made about this, that, and the third for the Super Bowl, y'all need to go ahead and cash out. That's probably not going to happen.
Cash out's not looking pretty right now, though.
Yeah, the cash out ain't looking pretty, but if you want to salvage some of your money for this holiday season, it's probably what you need to do. We're riding this thing till the wheels fall off with Jalen. That's going to happen. So get that out of your head. I know the phone lines are lit up talking about Tanner McKee. That's not going to happen this year. It's not.
Mm.
It's not. Mm. I would bet four more dollars in pennies on that. That's not going to happen. Now, there's going to be some talk about it, and I would even go as far as to say if Jalen spirals down this road like he's doing, you might see Tanner McKee in the last game, but you're not going to see him in the next three games. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So get that out of your head. And then we'll move forward from that. But that's not going to happen this year.
Yeah. Well, you're probably right. And I would say those are probably truths. Doesn't mean it has to be. And the Eagles could change both, right? They could start playing better and maybe put themselves back in the legitimate bubble to make this Super Bowl. And they could make the switch to Tanner at some point. Again, I would start Jalen on Sunday. That he's the quarterback this week. But if it looks like this past week, and again, I set the bar at 20 offensive points. This is their lowest output over five games since 2012. That is a ridiculous stretch of football. And I have to look at everything, including the quarterback. And if it continues, I'd pull the plug. 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines, can we hear a pair of Eagles legends talking about the issues around here? Who do we want to start with? Start with Seth?
McCoy.
Shady? Let's start with Shady. Shady McCoy, not happy with the offensive coordinator, including kind of an ultimatum towards the Eagles unless they do something about this OC before next year. Here's Shady.
I mean, look. That's right. Is Kevin Petullo doing the best job? Absolutely not. He is not. Is he going to be the offensive coordinator there next year? Absolutely not.
He better not.
He can't.
If he's back, I'm leaving the Eagles. If Kevin's
back. Where
are
you going, Shady? You're in the Hall of Fame. Your jersey's retired.
Take me off.
You can't.
Take me off is crazy.
Nobody's ever asked.
Take me off.
And I'm going to say it's either. Mr. Lurie. Now, anything I need, he gives me. Mr. Lurie, it's either me or Kevin.
You know what? I haven't watched it. Shout out to Shady. But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are they allowed to drink on that show?
Well, they're in the speakeasy. That's the name of their show.
So they're drinking.
Well, I don't.
A lot of people have questioned that with you, too.
But. It's implied. What? What'd you say about if I'm drinking? I don't drink during work hours.
That's
good. Try to be coherent. But I told
so before
Joe,
the show, then.
The try to be is the key phrase.
No, I told Joe after the show today, dealing with y'all, I'm about to go home and get banged up for real.
I take any more calls like Aaron, I might be on a gummy this afternoon.
But that's a little strong. I don't think it's all. And I even think LaShawn knows that it's not all Kevin Petullo. It's some of Kevin Petullo. It's not all Kevin.
So, I mean, I had fun listening to that. I was laughing. But he did bring up a point I never thought about.
What's that?
Did anyone ever ask to be removed from the Hall of Fame?
Nah.
I mean, like, it's like.
Hugh. Does this not give you any ideas?
What's that?
You should start threatening.
Right, if they don't give you what you want.
I will be out of the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Take my face off.
You know what? And I would see Miss Lurie give me a hearty handshake and say, hey, man, appreciate everything
nice
that you've done up to this point.
We're selling 53 jerseys with Bond's name on it now.
Yeah,
later,
you know
Douglas.
I mean? Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you. I'm not doing that. That's a lot.
All right, the other Eagles legend, Seth Joyner, weighing in on Kevin Petullo, offensive design, and all the issues here.
I think at the end of the day, when it comes to players, I think that we've evolved in how we deal with players in a way that, you know, ultimately takes some of the blame away from them. Because the coach will stand at the podium and say, you know, I've got to coach him better, I got to do better, you know, I got to look at the film. You know, all these excuses, you know.
But I'm confused.
You got grown men making millions of dollars, making the same mistake over 14 weeks, and you want to point to, you know, the coaches?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It makes no sense to
Well,
me.
Where do you come down on that? Coaches, players, Hugh, the way he's talking about it? I mean, I think it has shifted a little bit. Early in the year, there was a lot of Petullo. I feel like now it's become a little bit more like, hey, come on, these
it's
players.
It's still a lot of Petullo. It's still a lot. Now, this is where you have to sit back and know that there's a little bit of everything. And I think that's hard for people to do because people don't want to realize what's really going on. Mm. Like we talk about Coach Goober, Kellen Moore. And how he wasn't that great at the beginning of the year.
We do, but it's not the beginning.
Well, but
we're at the end.
But what the parallel I'm gonna make is Tyler Shough is out there. You know, he had a really good game, and he had one good game. So much so that he was on my top 10 list.
How could we ever forget?
Can you ever forget? Because I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you forget that because I called that. And that leads me, and I'm not saying that it's all Jalen, but isn't it funny how that offense, the guy that ran our offense, right, and you look at their offense, and it looks like our offense was supposed to look at the beginning of the year, and he has less talent
than he had here. I mean,
so and that's not me saying it's all on Jalen, but and he was able – he was adept enough to evolve and change it for it to suit Jalen. It's not all one thing or another. That's what I'm trying to say. It's partly is Kevin Petullo, partly is some of the play calling that's being done. But some of it falls at Jalen's feet.
I know. I know it. Well, it does.
And that's the reality, whether you want to believe it or not. Some of it falls at Jalen's feet. It's not all at his feet. But I know, you know, some of it is. And five turnovers had to happen so that we could get to this point. Because now the only thing we can do is go up.
Is this Andy Dufresne climbing through all that?
You got to. Like, Joe, you have to. And this is the thing that nobody's going to understand because, say for instance, let's say everything that they're saying about Jalen is true. He has this team hostage, right? He's out there acting a donkey, doing whatever he wants to do. Mm. He's been exposed. Like, if it's true, now listen, because I'm pretty sure some of y'all missed that. If it's true, he's been exposed.
Yeah.
Now, the only way you make this better is you got to fight through this. This offense can't go back and devolve and be what it once was because we know that doesn't work. We saw a small sampling size, albeit a 5-turnover sampling size, but they moved the ball. Like, when you look at it, if you take away everything else, the bad, they were moving the ball.
It's a lot of bad.
I know, but that's the thing. We can't see that. Because it was all bad. But it was so much bad that because I'm watching the game and I'm like, they're moving the ball. It's just that drives are being stalled for penalties, for turnovers, anything like that. But they had a tempo going and they were moving the ball. Yeah. That's the positive, but we don't see that.
But yeah,
you need to stay with that part.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here.
Enjoying trying to
No, I'm just. It's not about you.
It's just speed.
I think Joe sees what's in the pipeline for some of these callers here.
I'm composing myself here for the next couple phone calls. All right,
no, I got you,
Anthony in Southwest Philadelphia.
Fellas, Anthony. what's going on, man?
Anthony, what's up?
I appreciate y'all getting me in this quickly. Listen, Joe. I never call into this show and go off, man. That's not what I do. I voice my opinion, and then I kind of move on from it. But y'all going to make me lose my damn mind.
Up in here.
You really asked Nick Sirianni if he would think about benching Jalen Hurts. Listen, I've been an Eagles fan since 1995, right? And I tell you guys this all the time. I remember the days of, most recently, Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. Sam Bradford, Kevin Cobb, Mark Sanchez, Vince Young, Mike Mahan. I'm talking about guys who were in the tree of quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, who the Eagles thought would be something but didn't turn out to be what we hoped they would be.
Right.
We know what Jalen Hurts has done since he's been here. And I called into you guys last week and I said, I'm not saying Kevin Petullo is a complete moron, but what I am saying is this. When I watch Jalen Hurts play in his element, play the game of football the way that he does it, he wins. What this team has done has listened to the noise. There's no way that Jalen Hurts, you've never seen it since his freshman year at Alabama, he does not win dropping back, throwing the ball 35, 40 times.
Anthony, I totally agree. And they've lost the last five games where they've asked him to throw 30 times. Anthony, I agree with you. And I don't know what's going on. Anthony, appreciate the phone call. But I think we have assumed here the coaches have decided this is the way it is. There's been reports out there he doesn't want to run as much. If you look at how many times he's run the football since he got to Alabama to the NFL, he has like 1,500 rushes. Guys, when a running back gets that many rushes, their legs go. If he doesn't have his legs, I don't think he's a very good quarterback anymore. So that's like, I'm concerned for the future. You keep telling me resumes and he's better than Sam Bradford. I know how good he's been. I don't know if he's that good anymore. Joe in Harleysville is up. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Joe, what's up?
Just calling to talk about Jalen and the team, man. I was just wondering if we're not going to talk about his past accomplishments, like if that doesn't matter right now and
right.
We need to talk about the now. Should Patrick Mahomes be benched and should they throw in whoever they got on the sidelines there? Because they're 6-7 right now. I don't care how many yards he's got. He's got more turnovers than Jalen. He threw 3 interceptions last game. And the guy who just answered the phone call before this said he's the best quarterback in the league. So.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's talking about the past of what he's done, but this season.
But Joe, are we serious with the phone call? Like, is this a serious phone call?
Somewhat, because it just reverts back to how can Jalen have this bad of a game, and this is what we're talking about. We're going to throw Tanner McKeon. You said the offense deserves better.
Yeah, they do. Like, they deserve better quarterback play.
They got a Super Bowl MVP play out of Jalen in the Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl MVP, and Nick Foles won a Super Bowl MVP. It doesn't matter, and it has nothing to do with what happens forward in those guys' careers. Look at the careers of guys that won Super Bowl MVP that weren't great quarterbacks. It has zero. It's not a tell on the future, Joe. Like, I don't understand why that's so hard to understand. He played a good game last February. What does that have to do with Sunday and the Sunday after that and the Sunday after that? And Joe, I understand Mahomes isn't playing to the level he used to play at. He has come down. But there is a difference, man, between a guy that's already established, he's probably a top 3 or 4 quarterback, if not 2, in the history of the sport, versus a guy that's never been in that realm. Like, how is this a thing?
No, I agree. But I think if we're going to talk about the now, which is why we're saying we got to move on from Jalen Hurts, then how are the Chiefs just able to sit comfortably when they might not even make the playoffs right now?
How could they sit comfortably with Patrick Mahomes?
Because I think they have eyes and they realize he's not the problem.
Can I help you out, Joe?
Which one?
I think you're on the right track, and this is what it is. because nobody can see why Patrick Mahomes would be set down because of his pedigree, his resume. They've been to the playoffs 9 straight seasons or something like that, and been the AFC West.
Yeah.
9 straight seasons.
To me, he's still a high-level quarterback.
But and this is the difference. Jalen has been in the league for 5 years. His resume isn't as great, but it's still as impressive in my eyes.
Forget the resume for a second. If every single player in the NFL became available today and they did a startup draft, who's going first overall?
Patrick Mahomes.
Is Jalen even considered?
No. I mean, maybe Allen would go over Mahomes at this point, but it's whatever. One of those guys.
Are we using resumes?
No one cares about resumes.
I mean, but
I'm going off of who was a better player.
But see, here's the thing where you don't understand. I'm not twisting it, but it's a fact. There's better quarterbacks than Jalen out there, right? And I'm not going to argue that. But there are a few more quarterbacks out there that are more decorated than him.
But it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It really does.
It absolutely
does.
And even if you two guys don't see it, I am here to tell you that
the resume is the resume. That's a fact. What does that have to do with the way he's playing right now?
This is the reason why people are defending him. Is because
I understand why they're defending him.
Was Carson Wentz a better quarterback?
I understand why people are defending him.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Joe, when he was playing here, Carson Wentz.
No, he had a good year.
I don't think
Carson
he was
a really good year.
Carson Wentz was a better quarterback.
I don't agree.
I mean, that's just not
but
true.
Jalen, I'm trying.
This is where we're twisting ourselves.
No, but wait a second.
Dumped him in his resume.
No, but the point is, Jalen is more decorated, and for whatever reason, if you don't want to see it, Jalen's a leader of men.
They really look like a well-together led team right now.
And you know, I know I sound crazy saying it in this breath. But it's the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts, man. I'm here to tell
you. And the truth will also set you free. All right, 215-592-9490. For Jason Avant's going to join us next for Wide Out Wednesday on the Midday Show. That's all next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, wait a minute. It's on me. It's Jack Daniels.
Yeah, it is.
This holiday season, warm up with the new Jack Daniels Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's bold, vibrant, blackberry flavor blended with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a touch of honey. It's the perfect pour for holiday parties, family gatherings, or that quiet night by the fire. Make your season merry with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Stop by your local fine wine and good spirit stores and pick you up a bottle or two and make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry cocktails. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Celebrate this season responsibly.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.